Okay, good morning, everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Today's daf is daf Nun Gimel. So we got to the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Beis Amud Beis. The Mishnah continues in discussing various items that animals can or cannot wear on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says, Chomer Yote B'Mirdas. The daf is allowed to go out with some type of cloth, a saddle cloth it's called, Bizman Shikshurbo, so long as it's tied to the donkey. And Zachar Myotes Levuvin, and rams could go out with certain levuvin, which we'll see what that is in the Gemara later on Shabbos, if it's attached. Rechelos Yotes Shechuzos Kvulos Ukvunos, a sheep are allowed to go out if they have this type of a saddle attached to them, held to them, or tied to them, or fastened to them. And Ha'izim Yotes Tsroros, so the goats could go out with things tied to their udder. And Rabbi Yossi Oser Bechulon Chutz Min Arachelim Hakvunos. Rabbi Yossi prohibits all these cases unless other than the sheep going out with the saddles fastened to them. Rabbi Huda Omer Izim Yotzos Tsroros Liabesh. Goats could go out with things tied to some type of cover tied to the udders so they don't dry up. Avalo lecholev, but not in order to have them being milked. So again, these are very detailed cases, and we'll see in the Gemara a little bit more to appreciate what's going on. Before we turn the page, though, just look at Rashi for a moment on the Mishnah. Rashi writes in Dibur Maschio Mardas, this saddle cloth that would go on top of the donkey. Rashi points out here, Mardas b'shtil, umanichen oso kol yom alachomer lechamimo. They place this on the back of the donkey all day to warm up the donkey. Dami inchi, people say, and we'll see this in the Gemara, chamre, a donkey, afilu betkufas tamas, even in the summer, tamas, karile, they're always cold, so there's always a necessary part of a donkey to keep them warm, so that's why it's allowed. So now, let's take a look on the beginning of Daf Nun Gimel. The Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, v'hu shekshurlo me'er Shabbos, has to be, when referring to the case of the donkey, it said it was tied up. It says, Bizman Shikshura, the saddle's tied to the donkey, it's allowed. But Shmuel says it must be tied before Shabbos. Why does it have to be tied before Shabbos? So Tosus says three different pshatim here. Tosus writes on the top, Hu Shikshura lo me'er Shabbos, Perish Rashi, Rashi Perish, on the Kaman, we'll see Rashi and Daf Nundalad, and tomorrow's Daf, Rashi explains it. The Bikshura me'er Shabbos have a Malbush HaChamor, it shows that it's the clothing of the Chamor, of a Be'enu Kshur Me'er Shabbos, have a Masa. But if it's not tied before Shabbos, it shows it's simply a Masa, something it's carrying. What that means is, if before Shabbos it didn't have this Mardas on top of it, that clearly indicates that the Chamor doesn't need it. It doesn't need to warm it up. And for that reason, the fact that you're putting on now, it's not for a Malbush, because if it was a Malbush, it should have been there yesterday. Why are you putting on now? It must be you're doing it to carry something. Then Rak Tosus says another pshat. V'od yesh lefarish. The beinu kshur me'er Shabbos. The mechzik kimiskavin lotzas hamardas. It's similar to Rashi, but not that it's a malbush, but it looks like you're actually trying to carry something. The fact that you're putting on now and setting up the donkey looks like you're preparing to carry something, and it's more of a Mars Ayin type of issue. And Harav Paras. Perish in Rashi, the Mechzikilu Miskavin Laholich Abehema Lamakum Rachok. Also slightly similar, that looks like, gives the impression as if you're trying to take the animal to travel somewhere, as opposed to the previous Shantosis, which looks like you're trying to carry something. Here looks like you're trying to travel somewhere. So these are different impressions of saddling your donkey on Shabbos would be prohibited. Only if it was saddled before him would it be in fact allowed. Other Rishonim quote another pshat, a fourth pshat from the Yushalmi, and the Yushalmi says, because when you tie it on Shabbos, you have to lean on the animal to get around the animal underneath the stomach and tuck it underneath and tie it. It looks like you are using the animal. There's an iser, there's a shuas of mishtamesh v'bal chayim, to use animals on Shabbos. So since you need to lean on the animal to tie it around, it looks like you're using the animal. So these are four different pshatim why it must be tied before Shabbos. So the Gemara now says, two lines down in Nun Gimel Min Aleph here, Amar of Nachman Masnisen Nami Deka. The Mishnah is also very precise. The Katani, it says in the Mishnah, Eina chamar yotzi b'mardas b'zman sheino k'shur lo. That the Mishnah said you can't go out with the donkey with a mardas unless it was tied before Shabbos, or rather unless it was tied. If it wasn't tied, you're not allowed to go. So again, ein machamor yotzim mardas, you can't go out with the donkey in the saddle cloth on top bizman sheino kshur when it's not tied. So hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema sheino kshur lo klal, if it's not tied at all to the donkey, pshita, of course, if it's not tied, duma nafli le vasil asui, it might fall off. And you might come to carry it, so it has to be tied. So it doesn't mean enok shurlo. So ella lav she'enok shur me'er Shabbos. It must be that it wasn't tied before Shabbos, but it was tied on Shabbos. And even then, it's aser michal dereisha shekshurlo me'er Shabbos shmaminas. We learn from this that the reisha, when you are allowed to go with it on Shabbos, must be when it was tied erev Shabbos. Tani Nami Hach, the Baruch says the same thing, that Yotam Medas Bizman Shekshurlo, Mayor of Shabbos, clearly says in the Braisa, you could only go with a donkey on the saddlecloth if it was tied Me'er Shabbos, as the Braisa. For lo ba'okef, afa bishak shurlo Me'er Shabbos, and the okef cannot be used, cannot go out on the donkey, even if it was tied Erev Shabbos. That's not allowed. We'll see in Rashi in just a moment. While Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, afa ba'okef, even the okef's allowed, bizman shak shurlo Me'er Shabbos, if it was tied before Shabbos. Ubilvad shal yikshurlo misrichin. As long as you don't use masrichin, ubilvad shal yifshurlo ritzua tachas zanvo. So there are a few conditions that there's a machlokas here between the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, whether or not you're allowed to have the okif tied on it on Shabbos, if it was tied before Shabbos, whether that's allowed. The okif is the saddle. The merdas is the saddle cloth that goes below the saddle. So by the saddle cloth, everyone agrees you're allowed to, as long as it was tied Me'er Shabbos. When it comes to the ukaf itself, the saddle itself, that's a machlok, because Tanakhama says you can't. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says you can, but even when Rabbi Shimon Gamliel allows you to put the ukaf on top of the camel, it's only with two conditions. Number one is, it has to be, again, bevanchlo yikshlo misrichim. There can't be any of these straps underneath its chest. It's called breast straps. And then, as long as well, shelo yivshal over tzua tachas zanabo, there's no strap beneath its tail. So what's the relevance of it? What's the machlok about the ukaf? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, all in the top, Rashi says, Af ukaf, the top line, de'iu nami mahani l'chamama. The saddle is, although a saddle is also used to have someone ride on top of the donkey, but it also provides warmth. So although, according to the Tanakhama, you can't, because it doesn't need the warmth, the saddle's only purpose is to hold the person on top of it, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, well, it has a second function of warming up the animal, and therefore it would be allowed. It is considered a malbush. So what are these restrictions that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel puts into play? That it can't have this breast strap and can't have this strap below the tail. So Rashi explains, once you start putting these straps around the chest of the donkey, it looks like you're trying to set up for a package on top of it to make it even tighter. That would be problematic. In a similar way, so too, if you put a strap below the tail, that too gives the impression you're trying to carry something. So that's not allowed, but the ukaf, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, is allowed, but we pass like the Tanakhama, that only the merdas, only the cloth is allowed, but the ukaf, the saddle, is not allowed. So the Gemara now says, "Boy minei Rav Asi Bar Nosson me Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi Ma'al litein mardas agabi chamer b'Shabbos." Are you allowed to place a saddlecloth on Shabbos? So Amar Lei, he says, "Mutter, it's allowed." So Amar Lei, Rashi points out here, "Ma'al litein mardas lo latzeis b'Rishis Rabim ela b'chatzer umneatzina." So we're not talking about carrying to Rishis Rabim, because Rishis Rabim would be a problem. We already said before, you're only allowed to carry Rishis Rabim in the Mishnah if it was tied before Shabbos. So you're not going outside, but the donkey is inside your courtyard, and you know it looks chilly, or even if it's not chilly, you have this cloud that a donkey is always cold. So can you place it on top of the donkey simply to warm it up? So the response of Gemara is that Amarlei Mutter. So Amarlei Vichima Bein Zel Ukaf. So what's the difference that Mardas is allowed, but Ukaf is not allowed? So Ishik, he didn't say anything. So Eisvei, he asks the question. Ukaf shall gavi chamor lo yitatelenu biyado elamolicho meviu b'chatzer v'hu nofel me'elav. So there's a brice that says that an ukaf, a saddle that's on a donkey, you shouldn't move it. Rather, you could move the donkey with it on top of it. When you get to the chatzer, just let it kind of slide off. So now the Gemara says, hashal lital amris lo laniach miboy. So if you said you're taking it, you're not allowed to place, is that allowed? Meaning, if we said the saddle has already been on the donkey and you can't take it off, you have to let it slide off. So then certainly placing on the donkey would be a problem. So just look at Rashi to figure out what was going on here, because when he was silent, when he asked the question, what was the difference between an ukaf and a mardas, he was silent. So what was understood by his silence? So Rashi explains here, five narrow lines down, Esived, Kesavar, Had Ishtik, when he was silent to the question, Bishim Delo Ashkebe, he didn't pay attention. The Savar ukaf Namishari, he says, what's your question? There's no chilek. I hold that ukaf is also allowed to be placed on a chamor, just like the mardas is allowed. So the assumption right now was that it was allowed. So then, if it's really allowed, the ukaf's allowed to be placed on, so we just brought a brisa that if the ukaf was on the donkey and says you can't take it off, it's muksa, so if you can't take it off, certainly you shouldn't be allowed to place it on the animal. As Rashi says, the osvei mi brisa the asa litla, the hasha litol amr slo, the niach mi bai, the damikilu tzarech latinam ma'amasif. To remove a saddle is not such a big deal because there's no misimpression. You're just moving it off. But if that's usur, certainly to put a saddle on top of a donkey where there's a chashash that you're trying to load the animal with people, with packages, that certainly should be asur. So how come his silence indicated that laniach, the place, the ukaf, would be permitted on Shabbos? So the Gemara said, Amar lei, Reb Zeira, Shafke, leave him alone. Don't bother him. Leave him alone. Ki rabbi asavir l'esvir l'hiel, like his Rebbe. The Amar Rav Chia Barashi Amar Rav, Tolin traskol behema b'Shabbos. You're allowed to place this traskol, this type of a basket. Rash is a basket full of barley on the neck of the animal in order for the animal to eat. And Rashi points out that it's tanik ba'al mahu. It's just enjoyment for the animal to eat something that's allowed on Shabbos. Kavachomer l'mardas. Certainly, mardas is allowed because the mardas is about tsar. Placing food for the animal, that's tonic. It's an extra benefit for him to be able to eat more. But to put the mardas, it's in order to prevent tsar. And the Rashi says mardas is mutter, the tsarahu. It's painful for the animal had it not have the mardas. Hilkach arucha b'hochi. It's normal to have the mardas on. V'lav masur, that's not considered carrying. So if you're allowed to place this basket of barley around the neck, certainly you're allowed to place the mardas on top of the back. So that's where Bezeri says, leave him alone. Because he holds like Rabbi Chia holds like Rav. That tolin traskel behema b'shabbos v'kavachom in the mardas. U'mahasim, just like there, when it comes to the traskel, it's mishum tanuk, it's shari. It's only for added enjoyment, and yet it's permitted. Hochad mishum tsar here. The mardas, in order to prevent tsar, lo kol shken, certainly, it should be permitted as well. So the Gemara then says, Shmuel amar mardas mutter traskel aser. He says, no, mardas is permitted because mardas is in order to prevent tsar. So tsar is very important. On Shabbos, that's allowed to prevent the tsar of the animal. Traskel is also because that's for tanug, and you can't do something for tanug. You can't put something around the neck or the on the animal if it's simply going to be for tanug. That gives the impression as a tanug, rather as a masri. That does not give the impression of a malbush. So, also Rabbi Chia bar Yosef Amr l'shmaisa Rav Kama Yidishmo. Rabbi Chia quoted the statement of Rav that a traskel was also allowed. We said above that a traskel is allowed, so to a so to mardas is allowed. So he told this in front of Shmuel. So Amr le Shmuel says back, I hachi Amr Abba. If Abba says this, l'yada b'milu the Shabbos of Loklum, he doesn't know anything about Shabbos, if that's what he holds. If Abba holds this way, who's Abba? So Rashi, Abba is a lashon of a chaver. You call a person as a chaver, a contemporary, you'd call him Abba. So Rav was called Abba. Others say no, his name is really Abba, that was his name, he called him Abba, and yet his name was called Rav as a Davar Chashivas. So this machlok is what was his real name, and which name was a Chashivas. Some say, Rashi says the real name was Rav, and Abba was a lashon of Chashivas. Well, others say no, his real name was Abba, but Rav was a lashon of Chashivas. There's a discussion, you could have a person whose name is Abba. So if a person's name is Abba, his children call him Abba. That's Abba's, of course, father, but it also would be his name. Is that something that would be allowed, which is an interesting discussion that comes up in the poskim. But either way, like this particular halacha, although Shmuel calls him an Abba, calls him an Achaver, he thinks that he, if he really holds that way, that a traskel may be replaced on around the neck of the animal, then he says, lo yada, b'mili the shabasa, shivlo klum. Gemara now says, Kisalik Reb Zeira, when Reb Zeira had left, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, so it says that Ashkechid Rabbi Binyamin Bar Yefes, the Yosef, he saw Rabbi Binyamin sitting, the Kamar Levi Shmei Rabbi Yochanan, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, the Nosim Mardas Agabi Chamer B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to place this Mardas, this saddlecloth on top of the donkey on Shabbos. Amrlei Yashar, Rabbi Zeira says, Yashar, correct, you're saying correct. V'chein Targumar Aryuch, B'Babel Aryuch would say the same thing, who's Aryuch? Rashi's point to Aryuch is Shmuel. The Gemara's about to say who Aryuch is as well, but he's called Aryuch because Aryuch is a lashon of like an avrich, like a chashivas, a title, like a melech, Rashi points out, some type of leader, rav. So he says, Yashar v'chein targum Aryuch b'bavel, Aryuch manu, who's Aryuch Shmuel? V'ho rav nami amr, but didn't Rav also say this? Why is Reb Zeira only quoting from Shmuel? Rav is also of this opinion that Mardas is permitted. Ela shmaya dehavi misayim bei, v'ein tolim b'trasku b'shabbos. So, but I heard that he concluded that you also can't, although a mardas is permitted to be placed on the chamer, but I heard that ain't tolin traskel b'shabbos, you can't place this basket of barley. I'm like, Yasha, that's true as well. V'chein targmar aryach b'bavel. Shmuel said the same thing. Shmuel said the same thing. So we see that the consistent, what Rabbi Yamin said in Eretz Yisrael was consistent with what Shmuel had paskin in Bavel, that again, a mardas is permitted to be placed on the donkey, but a traskel is prohibited from being placed on the donkey. So go right to now. The Gemara says, before going right to actually, look at Tosis on the bottom here. Tosis writes, Dishmaya de Kamasayim Be. The Afagav de Kaimlan Karab Isuri. We have a klal in general. When Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas, by Isurim, we always pass like Rav. And by Din, by Dayan, by Choshe Mishpat, we always pass like Shmuel. So this is a Din of Issur Shabbos. So you would imagine we pass like Rav, that a traskel should be permitted. So Afagav says Tosas Dekayim Lam Kirav Biyisura. Even though in general we pass like Rav when it comes to Isurim, Haynu Lagavi Shmuel L'Chudei. That's only when it's Rav up against Shmuel, one against one. Rav trumps Shmuel. Aval Hacha here, Rabbi Yochanan Dekayim Lam Kavase Lagavi Rav Kai Kishmuel. But here Rabbi Yochanan also goes up against Rav, in which case we pass like Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan against the Shita of Rav. So Gemara now says Vayter as follows. That the Kuli Alma Mias Mardas Mutter. Everyone agrees that the saddle cloth is permitted on Shabbos. And Maishna Mi Ukaf. So how is that different than Ukaf? Why is Ukaf not allowed? So Shani Hasam the Efshe Dinafu Mimela. Because the Ukaf, they're concerned that it might fall off on its own. That's a chashash. And Rashi brings a raya because we had the Brisa above that Dinafu Mimela. Rashi says halfway down the page here. That when you have an animal, a donkey with an ukaf, you bring it to the chatzar, and it falls off on its own. So we see that the ukaf is very easily able to fall off. And therefore, since it's a chashash, it might fall off, even though, granted, the ukaf might warm up the donkey. And it's there to be mechamim it. In the end of the day, since it's a real chashash, it might fall off, and you might pick it up and carry it in Rosh Hashanah, they forbid the use of an ukaf on a donkey on Shabbos. So Rapapa Amar, kan lechama, kan letzanana. Now, one's purpose in order to heat it up, and one's purpose in order to cool it off. Rashi explains, "Kan lechamama merdas tzarach lechama." You need the saddle cloth to warm up the donkey. Umotem mishum tzar detina because it's in pain from the cold. About the tias ukaf, but to remove the ukaf, eno elashet tani. It's only have the animal to cool off to remove it. Shenis chamama ayde masoi shenasim mibod yom. It was very hot from schlepping the packages the day before. Vilo shakulei. If you don't take it, however, loech paslan doesn't make a difference. Sharei hu yitztani meilav. As we'll see, the donkeys get cold on its own. So to have to take off clothing to make the animal more cold by a donkey is not so shy, because animals are naturally, donkeys are naturally cold. So to put things on to warm the animal, that's something that's permitted. Otherwise, it's tsar. But to remove things to try to cool off, don't take it off. The animal knows how to cool itself in general. As Rashi Gemara explains, that again, Amar Rapapa, Amar Kan Lechama, Kan Letzanna. Lechama is like tsara. To warm it up is needed, because otherwise it's tsar for the animal. Litzanana, but to help cool off the donkey by removing it, less litzara, that's not such a pain for the donkey in order to get it to be cold, because hainu dami inshi, people would say, chamra afu betkuvas tamuz, krivrele, a donkey, even in the summer months, even in the month of Tammuz, is always cold, so no need for you to do anything extra by removing the ukaf to make it cold, because if not for you to remove it, the donkey knows how to get cold on its own, because donkeys apparently are naturally cold. Gemara now says, vayter, and asks the following question, meisivei. Lo yetzeh asus b'znav shua. A horse shouldn't go out with some type of foxtail. V'lo b'zaharuris shebein enav, or some type of red strip between its eyes. Lo yetzeh hazav b'kishel hazav shouldn't walk out with a little pouch to catch any drippings of ziva. V'lo izim b'kishel shebedadehem. A goat shouldn't go out with a pouch catching and holding its udders. V'lo parah b'chasim shepepia, and a cow shouldn't go out with a muzzle on its mouth. V'lo siyachem b'chasklin, and shepepiam l'shisharabim, and these young horses shouldn't go out with these bags around their neck to feed them. V'lo behema b'sandal shebiraglea, nor should an animal go out with a shoe on its leg. V'lo b'kamiya achapishu mumcha, not a kamiya. A kamiya is one of these amulets which have these written spiritual things to keep around keep away the demons. Even if it's written by an expert, a proven expert, they shouldn't go out with this. V'zo chomer b'behema b'adam. We'll see what this, unclear what the line of kamiya is going on right now, but this is a chumra of the behema more so than the adam. What's the chumra? What's this referring to? So Pashup Chad is, Rav Rashi points out, is referring to the Kamiya. That's Kamiya, that although the Behema can't go out with it, the Adam may go out with the Kamiya. So it's a Chomer, Behema, Miba Adam. It's a Chomer that an animal has, that an animal can carry it, but a human can carry it. Then the Brisa goes on to say further, Aval Yotze hu be'eged shal gabe makub, but an animal could go out with a bandage around the cut. Ube kashishin shal gabe ashever, there could be a splint around its fracture, on a fractured bone. Ubishul Yahamadul Delas Bar, if there's a placenta that's dangling out of the animal, that's allowed as well. Upokik in Lazag Bitsavara, and if one stops the bell around its neck, you're allowed to as well, because they have these bells. So as long as the bells don't make any noise, that would be allowed. Umitayalas ima bachatr, and you can walk around with it in the courtyard. So before we just get to the question here of all the different things that can and cannot carry, Rashi points out the last four narrow lines here, pokik in lozog, so you have to plug the bell. Aval kishenu pakuk, if you haven't jammed the bell, it's going to make noise. Afil b'chatzer lo teitzer, you can't even go out your chatzer with the bell ringing around the neck. Mipnei inbal shebasocha mekashkesh, the bell inside is ringing, making noise. Umol lekol, it's producing, it's generating sound. Lekach pokik b'temer, therefore you have to kind of put wool in there, b'mochen, some other cotton, so kashkesh ha'inbal shebesocho, so it doesn't make any noise. So this becomes very, very relevant because you're not intending on making any noise. It's the cow that's walking around. You know, that's not music. This becomes an interesting shaila discussed by the Taz and the Shachar on the Poskim, whether or not a Sefer Torah that has bells in it may be used on Shabbos. Some say you can't. Based on this Gemara, you can't use bells on Shabbos, even on a Sefer Torah. While others say, no, of course you can. The bells there are not instruments. They don't make a music. They're not meant to produce music. It's meant to simply serve as a reminder that the Sefer Torah is coming your way, and you should stand up and give it a kiss. Either way, the Gemara brings this long brisa. And what's the relevance of this brisa? What's the kasha from the brisa? So the Gemara points out and pulls out one line, the katani mihas, v'lo siyachin b'trasklin she b'fiyam l'rishis rabbi. You can't have these horses, these young colts, go out with the baskets of barley around its neck to eat it. So l'rishis rabbi hudelo, only in rishis rabbi because of carrying purposes. Ha b'chatzir shapir dami. When it comes to chatzir, one would be allowed to. So this goes against above. We said above that both Shmuel and Rabbi Binyamin ben Yefes says you can't go out put a traskel on an animal, but here the Brisa says only a traskel in Rishis Rabim is aser, but a traskel is allowed in a chatzir, so it is allowed. My lab gdolim is not referring to gdolim and mishum tanik, so mishum tanik says it's allowed. So Gemara says lo b'ketanim, referring to ketanim, young colt mishum tsar needs the food, so a gdolim could last without the food. For them to have extra food around the neck, that's a taina, that's an extra thing, so we don't allow you to do that. But when it comes to a ketanim, a young colt, they need the food. And without the food, it's tsar, and that's why it's permitted. Just like a merdas is permitted for all, for donkeys, because it's tsar, so to traskum is allowed for this siyachum, because it's tsar otherwise. They cannot be to ketanim. It's also very precise to say this, because the Brisa goes on to say, dumya de kemiya shmamina. Just like the kemiya as well, it's mishum choli, Rashi says, it's someone who's ill. You don't walk around with a kemiya unless a person's ill, so it's necessary. It's mishum tsar. So just like the Kamiya we had said, Machmas Choli, it would be, it's the discussion. So too, the Traskel is being be discussed when it's Mishim Choli. And therefore, we make it a Diyak, even though the Kamiya is Aser, even though it's Midin Choli, when it comes to Traskel, it's only Aser if it's Rishus Rabin. But if it's going to be in a Chatzir, then it would be permitted because it would be considered Tsar. So now the Gemara analyzes the top line here, Amar Mar, the top line of Nun Gimel Mabez, the Gemara says, Amar Mar, that you're not allowed to walk out with a kamiya, even though it's made by an expert and you would think it would be acceptable. So the Gemara says, don't we teach in the Mishnah, the Mishnah had said, and later on we're going to see Daf Samech, that if it's kamiya that wasn't by mumcha, that there wasn't a proven expert who wrote this kamiya, that's when it's aser. The implication is, but if it was written by an expert, then one can walk around carrying a kamiya. It's necessary, it's considered a malbush. Hachanami, Gemara says, Shena Mumcha. No, so here's wrong. When we say here, and the Gemara just quoted that, it's referring to a Kamiya that was not written by Mumcha, Eina Mumcha. The Gemara says, how could you say that? V'ha afa pishu Mumcha Kadani? Doesn't it say, the Red Brisa says that you can't go out with Kamiya even though it was written by Mumcha. So we're talking about where it was a Mumcha, not a Eina Mumcha. So Gemara says, Katani Mumcha L'Adam V'ina Mumcha L'Behema. We're talking about a situation where the Kamiya was written, it was an expert, the guy was proven an expert in Kamiyas for Adam, not for Kamiyas for a Behema. So since he wasn't an expert in the world of the Behema, therefore the Behema is not allowed to go around and walk around with it outside. So the Gemara says, Umika Mumchal Adam Lohavi Mumchal Behema. Does that exist? A person knows how to write Kamiyas for Adam, but he can't write a Kamiya for a Behema? Is that true? Does that distinction really exist? And the Gemara says, it does exist. Adam, Dislay Mazla, Mesaile. Behema de lesle mazla lo mesaile. Another who has a mazel, well, mazel is machlokas, either means, according to Rashi, it means a malach. There's a certain malach that's watching over every adam, so there's a certain help from above. So kamiya, in tandem with the malach, is going to help the adam. Or mazel can mean that the adam has das. So with the adam's das, along with the kamiya, those combinations will help him. But a behema who has no mazel, which means he has no malach, or it means that he has no das, so then the kamiyas were pretty much worthless. So you do have such a case where a mumcha la'adam, because he has a siyata d'shrayah of the mazel, could work for an adam, but it won't be effective for behema who has no mazel. So Gemara says, ihach, that's the case, ma'izeh chomer b'behema b'adam. So what was the chumrah of the behema to the adam? So that the chumrah, if you look at Rashi here, ma'izeh chomer, here we go, four lines down, adam nami lo nafik ela b'kamiya mumcha la'adam. So just like, animal can't go out with a kamiya that was written by a mumcha that wasn't a mumcha for a behemoth hotu, an adam can't go out with a community that wasn't a mumcha for adam. Same thing. You need it only if it's mumcha for that type of species. Could you accept it? So that's equal. Just like a behemoth can't go out with a kamiya that was written by an enum mumcha, so it's an adam can't go out with a kamiya that wasn't written by a mumcha. So Gemara says, you're right. Who says that this line of Zechomer, Behemoth, and Adam is going back on a Kamiya? No, that when it comes to Kamiya, it can only be acceptable if it was a Kamiya written by a Mumcha for that type of species. So what was the line going on? It was going on Asan Lokai, that Miza Zechomer, Behemoth, and Adam. Then Adam can go out with the sandal, but a Behemoth cannot go out with the sandal because, Behemoths don't wear shoes. If it wears the shoes, it might fall off, and that's the difference. So Gemara now says, Vaita Tashma. So you're allowed to, sachin means to slushin a sicha, to rub oil, to smear oil on a skin of an animal, of a human. So the din is that a person's allowed to anoint, and you could just scrape off a scab for a person, but you can't anoint and you can't mefarchasin, you can't scrape off a scrape from an animal. So my love, ikamaka, is not talking about a situation where there's a wound. Umishim tsar, and because of tsar, it was talking about the tsar, you're allowed to do these things for an adam, but you can't do this for a animal. So we see that even though before we said that mardas is allowed because of the tsar of the animal, so if it's for certain things are allowed because of the tsar of an animal, so shouldn't we allow sachin umifarkasin for an animal as well because of the tsar that exists there too? So Rashi says, umishim tsar, three narrow lines down, v'afilu haki, even though there's tsar for the animal, with the scabs and with the need for the oil, you're not allowed to. The kasha bain the rab bain the shmuel the shar bain mardas. Why do they permit the mardas for tsar and they don't permit the sikha, they don't permit the mafarkasin for the behema? Where it says lo the gomer makas, the situation where the cut went away, the wound is all better. Umushim tanig is there to add. You know, sometimes when a scab when everything's over, it just gets a little itchy and scratchy. That's not because it's tsar. It's because it makes it feel better. It makes it smoother, but not because of tsar. So therefore, for tsar, we allow certain dinim. But if it's just simply tanig, we're much more machmir. So Gemara now says, Tashma, it's for the behema, she'achsa dam, if there's a certain blood clot in the animal, ein ma'midim also b'mayim b'shvil she'titzan, and you can't place it into cool water for it to cool off. Adam she'achsa dam, but an animal, a human rather, who has a blood clot, and it's very very uncomfortable, ma'midim also b'mayim b'shvil she'titzan, and you can place the person in cold water for it to cool off. So if there's tsar for the behema, shouldn't you place it, allow it to be placed in cold water to cool off, mishim tsar? Amar Ula says, no, gzeira mishim shchikas smamanim. We're concerned we don't do any type of refuah. Rashi says, gzeira mishim shchikas smamanim, which means to grind herbs. We're not allowed to do any refuah on Shabbos because you might come to grind herbs and make your own medicine, which is a violation of tochin deraisa. But me did the refuah gazer abundant, says Rashi. To isharis shim refuah, if you allow any amount of refuah, asa lemeshe shchikas smamanim. You might come to allow people to grind, make their own medicine. Fu isa deraisa tabi tochin. So you see here that you're not allowed to do this for an animal, but you are allowed to do a refuah for a person. Gemara says, for a person, yahachi, adam nami. You shouldn't allow a person to even step in the cold water either, because refuah is also usur to be performed for an adam. So why are you allowed to have him placed in the cold water to cool off his wound? So the Gemara says, there's blood clot. So the Gemara says, adam nira kimeker. If you're doing something that's refuah, but it could come off with the impression of doing something normal, that's allowed. So chicken soup, sometimes people have chicken soup as a form of medication to make them feel better, they're not feeling well. No one's going to assume he's having chicken soup as refuah, he's having chicken soup. Ah, there's also a medicinal benefit, that's fine. So here, Adam is going into the water to cool off. So no one knows that he's going in because he's got a blood clot, it's bothering him. He's just going off to cool off, and that's normal. So as long as there's some other way to interpret his actions, it would be allowed for an Adam. So that's the case. Ihachi behema nami nira kameka. So the animal also, it's going off to the pool, the pond, to cool off. So in sign up for food purposes. Ein mekel behema, animals don't go to cool off in ponds and lakes, and therefore it would give you the impression the only reason why you're doing this is simply to for food purposes. As Rashi says, ein mekel behema, ein derech lahaker behema. It's not normal to cool off animals in such a way. Hilkach kuliyama yadi, everyone knows, the refuah kamechavim. By putting the animal in the pool, in the pond, it's simply for food purposes, and that would come to also lemishrei shchikach smamanim. It's going to come to allow people to start, grinding herbs and making their own medication. Mar says, ul behema mikas rinan. Do we have such a gzera of refuah against animals? V'atani, doesn't the Brisa teach us that hayisa omedes chutz l'tchum, if the animal is standing outside the tchum, kari la v'hiva, you could call the animal and it's going to come to you. V'logas rinan dilma asa l'asuyam. We're not concerned that you might come to bring the animal yourself. So we see, we're not gozer by animals. There are no gzeres by animals. So just like we're not gozer that you might come to bring the animal yourself from the tchum, which would be a violation, so too we shouldn't have gzeres by refu either. Mar says, no, Amar Ravina, kagon shahaya tchum shalah, muvla besoch tchum shalah. The situation where the tchum of the animal is overlapping the tchum of the adam, and therefore there's no chashash of, there's no gzeres, there's really no tchum. There's no issue of tchum there, and that's why it's allowed. When it comes to a real gzeira, however, then there's a chashash, and therefore by refuah, it would be a problem. Mar now says, we're in the first wide line down of Nun Gimel Mebeiz, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Amar, Shchikas Simamanim Gufa Tanayim. That question of refuah and Shabbos, of the chashash, of Shchikas Simamanim, that itself was Machlokas tonight. So Tanayim, the Tanya Behema Sha'achla Kashinin Loyari Tzenu, Bechatzer Beshvil Shetisrafe. So, what's the discussion here? So you have an animal that's eating some type of, I don't know, whatever food it is, and he's not allowed to take it. He can't run. You can't make it, the animal run in the chater to make it, its stomach loose. And Rabbi Yoshaya, Mati, permitted it. So, even though the Karshin gave the animal some type of stomach ache, so the machog is whether you could cause him to run around to help him go to the bathroom or not. So the Tanakhama says it's Aser, Rufu is Aser, and according to Roshaya, it's Mut, it's permitted. So we see from here, there's Machlokas whether Rufu is permitted or not. So according to Rashi, if you look at Rashi, the simple impression of Rashi here is, Rashi says, Tanahi, Dika delo gazer shah Rufu's after Shrikas Sumamanim. We're not gozer. Rufu is allowed. And it sounds like from Rashi, this is Machlokas across the board, not only by Behema, but even by Adam, that there's an opinion out there that refuah was never usher for human beings, to Adam. According to Rav Hoshaya, it's completely permitted, all refuah, even Bain Behema, Bain Adam. The Machlokas here is in general. But according to most Rishonim, that this is talking about only Behema. Of course, we have all over Shas, there's concerns of refuah for Adam. This tonight is only by Behema, that's the example being brought. A Behema is brought to the animal, to the chatzer, can you cause it to do refuah or not? And that's Machlokas by Behema only. And the way Paskin in the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, is that one would be allowed to do refuah as Rav Hoshaya for behemoths. But for an Adam, it's certainly Aser. Now, some Achronim say that, of course, Rashi is only referring to a behema. When Rashi gives a presentation here that it was a question whether refuah applies in general or not, he wasn't talking about Adam. Of course, by Adam, refuah is Aser. He, even Rashi, agrees that this Bryce is only discussing whether refuah is Aser by behema or not. And Gemara now says, Vayter, as follows. The rather two dots, three wide lines down. The Gemara says, "Amar Mar Lo Yetei." One second here, Lo Yetei Hazav B'Kishalo. We said Hazav can't go out with his little pouch to catch any ziva that might come out below Izim B'Kis Shibadadeim. Nor could a goat go out with a pouch holding on to catching its udder. The Hatana, doesn't the Brisa say that Yotis Izim B'Kis Shibadadeim? The Brisa says that goats may go out with a pouch underneath their udder. So Amar Bihuda Lo Kasha, there is no question. Ha the Mehadak. Hadl Mahadik depends how tightly fastened it is. If it's fastened tightly, it's permitted. We're not concerned it's going to fall off. But if it's loose, then we are concerned it might fall off, and then it would be usur. So then the Gemara says, Rav Yosef, Tanai Shaklam Alma. So this was a general machokas Tanai. Tanai. We have a Tanai that the Tanai, the Mishnah says, Ha'izim Yotis Tsuros, Rav Yosef Osim Akulan. We have Mefurish Mishnah on Amad Nun Beis Mabes, that the Tanakam says the Izim can go out with these little pouches wrapped around its udder. Yosi also Bakul, he says it's prohibited in all these cases, chutz min arachelus, hakfunis, unless it was a sheep with that was fastened together. And Izim, Rabbi Huda, Omer, Izim Yotis Churos Liabesh, he allows you to have them attached to the udder, so long as you use it to dry up, if it's used to dry up the milk, but aval al-chel, but if it's there meant to collect the milk, that would be asr. But either way, you see from here that there's a machlokas within the mish itself, whether or not they could go out with things attached to the udder. According to the Tanakhama, Izim are Yotis Churos, and Rabbi Yosi says they're not allowed to be. Vibai same alternatively, Ema, Havaha, Rabbi Huda. Rabbi Huda was the author of both brises. The one brise that says you can have them around the others, the other one says you can't have them around the others. For Lokasha, Kan Liabish, Kan Lichalav, it depends on your purpose. If you had them around the udder in order to have it dry up and to end the milking, that would be allowed. But if it was there to catch the milk, that's when Rabbi Huda would say it's permitted. So we have different cases when the udder, when you could have the pouch around the udder on Shabbos and when you cannot. The Tani, the brise says further now, I'm Rabbi Huda, Maisa, Be'izim, and Base. Antochia, you had a maisa with goats in the city of Antochia. Shehayu dadein gasin, they're very large udders there. And vasalem kisin kadeshal yisartu dadein, and they placed the pouches around the udders, not to catch the milk, but so they wouldn't get scratched. The udders were so long, they were apparently dragging against the ground, and it would cause them to cut and bleed. So in order to avoid that, they put these pouches around the udders, and that seems to have been permitted. So Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says now, Maisa Be'echa, there's a Maisa once. There's a fascinating story here. It's actually brought down Shulchan Aruch as well here. The Maisa Ba'al the Mechad Be'echad Shemesa Isha, a person whose wife died. V'hinicha ben Linok, and he had a child that was still nursing. V'lohaya lo schar me'nika leitin, he couldn't pay a wet nurse to feed the child. V'nasa lo nes, and nes what happened? V'niftechu lo dadim kishnei dade isha, and he had developed breasts so he could milk the woman. So V'hinik is b'no, he ended up nursing his child with incredible nes. So Amr of Yosef, Yosef says, "Bo re'e kama gadol adam zeh." Look how great this person was. They were zochah to the shenasul anes kazeh to have such a nes like this performed. Amr lo bai, bai says, "Adrav," the opposite. Kama garur adam zeh. How disgraceful such a thing. Shenishtanu lo sidre bereishis, that he had to change the order of ma'aseh bereishis. This wasn't a good thing. So yeah, but this is just as 2 points here. One is, you see, just not that we need a proof at all about transgenders, but certainly according to the way the Gemara concludes here, it's kama garu adam zeh, that it was nishtana lo sidri bereishis. So this was done from Shemayim, and yeah, it was disgusting. How much more so when it's done bidei adam? Secondly, the Shulchan Aruch actually brings down, when talking about basar b'chalav halachas, so what type of milk is subject to the isser of basar b'chalav? So the Gemara talks about me'isha, milk nursing from a woman. That's not really the din of chalav. We treat it as such in certain chumras and maris ayin issues, but it can't trade for a pop. And in talking about the me'isha, the chalav isha, the nursing milk from a woman, they also talk about chalav zachar, it's called, the milk of a man who can nurse. So we're only aware of this particular case in the Gemara. I don't know in history if this had happened any other times, but either way, it is brought down in Shulchan Aruch that chalav zachar is not a real milk, legabi basa b'chalav, and therefore it won't chafe up any flesh. So then the Gemara says, Amar Yehuda, bo u'rei kama koshim mizanosav shel adam, shenishanu olav sidrei b'reishis. See how challenging it is for a person to provide food, so much so that a Kadosh Baruch Hu changes the mice of Bereishis, he changes Sidrei Bereishis in order to help a person provide parnasa. So Amar of Nachman, says, Teda, I prove to you, the Mizrach Shenisav lo Ibrei Mazone, that miracles happen to save people's lives, but food is not created. If somebody needs them all the time, but not with food, with respect to food, a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just have food dropped down from Shemaim. It's kasha. It's hard for people to make money and to buy food and to cultivate the land. So even though other nisim are performed all the time, when it comes to mezonos, the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't produce as many nisim. So Tanya Rabban the Brayser says, Ma'isa v'adam echad, there's one to Ma'isa shenasa isha gidemis, that a man married a woman who was missing a hand. V'lohikir ba'ad yomosa, and he didn't realize this until the day she died. So Amar Rav, says, Bo rei, come and see, kama tsnua ha'isha zu. How tanu this woman was, she was so hidden in her way, she loved hikir babaila, that her husband didn't even recognize this. That's a very tanu woman. She protected herself, she covered herself. So Amar lo Rebbe Yechiya, Rebbe Yechiya says, zu darka bekach, that's her way. Of course she is. A woman who's missing her hand, of course she wants to hide it. So she was used to doing that. There wasn't such a chiddush. El kama tanu adam zeh is really a godless about the man, how tanu he was. Shel hikir b'ishto, that he didn't recognize his wife in such a way that he didn't perceive his wife. He may have known, I'm not sure how to read this line exactly, he may have been aware, but never did he treat her in such a way to make her feel any less because of this. Or perhaps literally that she, maybe Taki didn't even know. So then back to the sugya, the Gemara says, Zecharm Yotin Levuvim. So the rams are allowed to go out with these Levuvim attached to the ram. My Levuvim, what are Levuvim? So Amar Rav Huna, Tutri. Tutri are, they're tied in pairs. So the goats would go together as couples. You tie the two goats together. And my mash for the high levuvin lishna de karuvihi. Who says the word levuvin means to be close together, tied as pairs? So the chesiv says in the pasuk, levav tini achosi kala, to come close to the sister, come close to the kala. That closeness of a brother sister, the closeness of a chasan kala, is lashon of levav tani, like a lashon of a lev, a heart of connecting through a heart. Ula Amar Ula says, or Shekoshin Lehem Kineged Libam. He says, no, it was a certain piece of skin that was covering up the heart, the protective cover on the lave. Kadesh Lo Yiplu Alem Zeivim. When the wolf would attack the rams, they'd attack the heart and kill them in such a way. So they put their little shield, the leather shield over there. This way the wolves couldn't attach them. Zeivim Azharim Nafli, Anakavis Lo Nafli. So the din was, Zecharim, only the male rams would get this. So the wolves only attack Zecharim Nafli, they only jump on top of males, on a cavus lo Nafli, but they don't attack female rams. Why would that be? So you should have to put, if it's the concern of the wolves, they should both equally have these levavos, levuvin, not only the Zecharim. Gemara says, no, mishum demaski beresh edre. The males are attacked because they're at the head of the flock. So the Zeivim always attack the head of the flock. So that's why. The female's always in the back. So the females in the back are protected. So that's why you only have to protect the males. Gemara said, "Uzeirim bereish edrei nafli, b'sof edrei lo nafli." Really, the wolves only attack the front of the flock; they don't attack the back. That doesn't make any sense, and that's not true. Elamishim deshamnim, because the males are bigger, the males are fatter, so the wolves are going for the bigger animals to get a greater meal, a bigger meal, and therefore the males require the protection, not the women. Ubenikev is like a shamne. No such thing as fat sheep, female sheep doesn't exist. Does a wolf know how to tell between a male and a female ram? Really? So elamishim dezakfei chutmayu umaski kidavu. The reason is because the males actually hold their nose up high and walk while they're looking from side to side, and the females look down, and therefore the wolves are able to recognize the males, and apparently that they want to attack the males more than the females. It doesn't answer the question about why they want the males over the females. Initially we thought because the males are bigger and fatter, but the Gemara says there are also females that are bigger and fatter. So even though they could recognize between the males and females, still unclear why they would try to attack the males over the females. So the way Rashi explained, look at Rashi. Rashi says here, Rashi, all the way in the bottom here, here we go. Kihavu, last line of Rashi, Kidavu, Mabitin Khan Vakan, the males look up with the head and the nose sticking up high, looking right and left. The Fikach, Miskanabhem, Kisrum Shirotin, Lilachim Behem. They're giving this warlike impression that they're ready to fight. They're looking up, left to right, looking around, and the wolf uses as an attack. They're antagonizing the wolf, and that's why the wolf is trying to attack the male rams. But the female rams are not giving that impression, and therefore they're not instigating the wolves in any such way. Let's go a little bit further, and we'll stop in the very top line of Nun Dalet. The Gemara says, now Rav Nachman bar Rav Yitzchak Amar, or Shekoshin Lehen Tachas Zachusim, there was a certain piece of leather they'd tie underneath the male part of the rams, Kadesh Lo Yalu Ala Nikevos, this way, so they don't mount the females, not to ball them. Mimai, how do you know this? Mitikatani Seifa, so this is again another pshat of Luvuvim, that was going underneath the male organ to prevent any bia. So how do you know this? Mitikatani Seifa, from the fact that Seifa says, Varechelem Yotis Shchuzos, these female rams would go out, the ewes would go out with these Shchuzos, my Shchuzos, She'ochsen Ha'el Yeshalen Lemala, that their tails are held upwards, Kadesh Yalu Alem Zacharim. It was held in such a way that to allow the males to mount them. So Gemara says, so Reisha Kadesh Lo Yalu Al Nekevos, and the Seifa is Kadesh Yalu Alem Zacharim. So the end, sometimes you want them to mate. So the Seifa is talking about a situation where you hold up the tails, you hold it up so that they can allow for mating. So that's the Seifa. And the Reisha is talking about a situation where we're trying to prevent the mating from going on. So we have a certain level of consistency of the purpose of certain types of instruments or piece of clothing or things that they wear in order to promote or to prevent the mating. So my mash for the high shchuzos lishna de galuyuhu. Who says the word shchuzos means to reveal? So when we said that the rechelim go out with shchuzos with themselves exposed, how do you know shchuzos means to expose? The chesiv it says in the pasuk the dichsiv hine isha lekraso, and the woman went out to meet him. Shis zuna zona unitzuras lev. Rashi says shis zona is no chicken shchuzos. Shchuzos is a combination of the word shis zuna, which means to expose. Shis means to expose like a zona. So shchuzos means to expose like a zona. That's why shchuzos is going on that line, that piece that holds and exposes the woman, the nekevos, to the zechar. Okay, we will stop here, and Mirtz Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.